Richard Hager is an appraiser and a real estate expert, and he often finds himself traveling around the region for work. He tends to stay at brand-name hotels. Nothing fancy, but not flea bags either. But one night, after checking in and taking off his shoes for the evening, Hager began to have this sneaking suspicion that the place he was in was not the place he ought to be.
So I'm in southern Oregon, and I am doing along the I-5 corridor, I'm doing a series of classes for real estate professionals and law enforcement and the like. And it's on real estate mortgage appraisal fraud and the interaction. And I'm in a hotel, and I check in normally. It's a big chain hotel. It's a two-story tall structure built in probably the late 60s, early 70s, well-maintained, well-known chain motel. It's an upscale. It's not something seedy or anything like that. It does have a kitchenette unit that's in there, and I just can't sleep. And I'm usually pretty easy to get to sleep. It's 2 and 3 in the morning, and I still am not asleep. Get up, I'd watch TV for a few minutes, so, you know, okay, let's shut that down. Okay, let's go take a shower. That's not doing anything. I think I even one time got out and walked around the hotel outside, get some fresh air, which is pretty bizarre in itself, but it was springtime, and I would not go to sleep. I'm trying to figure out why. What's impacting me? And around 4 o'clock, exhaustion starts to get to me, 4:30, and I drop off, but I'm up at 6. So I get a whopping 2 hours of sleep in here because I have to do a class the next day. And I do the class and I swear, you know, everything's moving fast and everything's feeling good and life is okay, but I couldn't sleep the night before, but I'm still doing fine the next day. Going, well, this is unusual. I'm not even a little tired. Want to take a nap or something like that. So I finish my class. We're done. And at noon, I was done, and they said, why don't you stick around? We're going to have a class on drugs. I was like, oh, okay, why do I? They said, no, you can learn about, you know, meth and coke and all this other stuff that's here, because I do classes for law enforcement and trying to show them how to take out organized crime. And so I'm sitting in their class with a bunch of DEA people that I know, and all of a sudden, I'm hearing the guy, he gets in to start talking about meth. I mean, I've heard of it, you see it on TV, but it's not like I've got a checklist of what it'll do to you. And he's going through, yeah, your first high off of meth is the best, and you won't be able to sleep for days. And then they start talking about how it's cooked. And they said, yeah, they like to cook it in hotels that have a kitchenette in them. That way they can come in, rent it for 1 or 2 days, cook their meth in the sink and on the stove and the like, and all of those chemicals, acetones and the like, get into the carpet, the bedspread, the draperies. It saturates even the sheetrock. And he says, and then the next person who checks into that room, not knowing, they're walking on the floor, they're getting a buzz. And I'm sitting in the back of the room going, oh my God. And now all of a sudden, I am, you know, you take a shower, you're lying on the bed, I'm absorbing methamphetamines and meth for all of this. And he, the more he describes what it is, the more I'm going, yeah, Dad, that's what I was doing. And I'm sitting in the back and I'm going, how often is that? And then he goes, well, you know, okay, here's the hotel I was staying in. And he goes, oh, no, that one's bad. And I went, why do you say that? Oh, we've made multiple arrests there. And I go, okay, how about this hotel up in Eugene? Oh, no, that one. And so now what I would do, my friends, I call them up before I go to different cities, and I go, here's a 4 or 5 choices of the hotels that I'm going to stay at. Bing, bang, and boom. And they go, no, yes, yes. A year and a half later, I was back down in that town, not staying in that hotel, and I'll be darned if they weren't there pulling out all the carpets, all the bedspreads, all the draperies. They were stripping the hotel down. So even the hotel owners finally got to the point of, yeah, we can't be renting these rooms out for $150 a night and getting everybody stoked or something like that. You know, you don't want to be involved in a traffic accident. You don't want to be involved in, and even when you're a kid growing up, some of your friends may have thought, hey, let's get him drunk or something, you know, ha ha, that sort of thing. And you don't understand. And it was the same thing. I wanted to sleep. I needed to sleep because of what's going on. The fact that I couldn't, I'm angry because of that. Number two, this hotel, they knew that these problems were going on, which is why they had stripped it out. They knew there was a lot of this sort of issue, but they didn't warn any of their guests. That's unfair, and it's just downright wrong. When I'm in the hotel rooms, I try to wear socks or slippers or something so that I'm not in contact with the carpet as much. And, you know, if I've got cloth chairs, I'll toss a towel down in them. If I see kitchen units, I immediately flash back to that night where you couldn't sleep and become a little bit more hesitant about those. And I will go in with alcohol wipes. I know it's not the perfect solution, but I'll clean off the door handles, the doorknobs, the remote control changers, all of those, because I spend a lot of nights in hotels just to make sure. I try to do my best, but unless I have a sampling kit, I'm not going to know if there's meth cooked into the carpet or draperies or something like that. And I've not had any problems since then. And for the most part, you'd assume you'd be safe. But when you start to ask the police and they go, out of the five hotels, three of them, they'd made a lot of arrests. That's kind of scary.